Now, on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello there, and of course, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I believe that this is such a beautiful week to do a special episode. And why do I say special? Because it is the first time that I'm actually going to invite a Belgian client of mine. Someone international, of course, speaking English perfectly, but I just wanted to invite this special man, Cliff Tang, because he founded Kaizen Project, which is an energy healing in Antwerp, because he really helps people to release their blocked energy, whether it's pain or discomfort in the physical, mental and emotional aspect. What I wanted to say here is, Cliff is a Belgian-born Chinese person implementing Western and Eastern knowledge to thrive in harmony. His passion is everything regarding movement, regarding the moving body, spirit, the dynamic emotions, thoughts that flow and that make us experience life in our own specific way. The thing is that Cliff came to me last year, not even a year ago. I think it was April, May, somewhere of 22. And he came to me really stuck in. And because he's such a spiritual person, always busy with energy, he found the way towards me. And I have to say, it was an honor to do the journey with him from stress to authentic success. And I believe he is the perfect example to give you out there. If you are still in a moment of doubt, in a moment of shame or not daring to ask for help, I want to show you the journey that you can choose today. Absolutely, at this moment, you can choose the journey that Cliff Tang chose for himself. And he came for help, and we had an amazing journey together. And we stopped our collaboration a few months ago, but not that long ago. And when you see what happened in those months afterwards, the expansion in his life, in every single area of his life, whether it's in relationships, his health, his wealth, the expansion that he has felt just from being true to yourself, coming into alignment with exactly who you are, standing in your birthright, that has made such a difference. So I just want to illustrate to you out there, feeling stuck, not really knowing where to go, how to do this, that there is a way. There is absolutely a way. And we're going to talk to Cliff about his past, about his journey with me, about his future, about how he feels, so that it is for you maybe just that motivation that you need to take your best next step and feel worthy of investing in yourself. If you need any help, I am here, but let's see what Cliff has to say to us. And maybe even before I forget, please do not hesitate. If you haven't listened to last week's show on this connection, I talk almost the full time with you in the show. I talk about how important it is to get reconnected with who you are, because disconnection is one of the biggest problems in our society. We are connected through social media with others, but there is a huge disconnection, mainly the disconnection with exactly who we are, what we want, and how we really create our life and being the director of our life. So I encourage you, if you haven't listened to that, to maybe do this after this show, whether you do it on the podcast, UK Health Radio, or on the radio station, UK Health Radio. It's all up to you. But I can tell you that there's so much beautiful insights in there. And I am sure that my conversation with Cliff will be exactly the same. I can't wait to meet him, to talk with him, and to inspire you to go on that journey from stress to authentic success. I will talk to you all just now after this little break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to every single one of you. And as I said in the intro, this is going to be an amazing conversation. I am sure about this. If there's one thing I know for sure, it's that Cliff, that you are so welcome to talk today to this loyal audience of mine about your journey, who you are, how you have come from stress to authentic success. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Danielle. I'm very pleased to be here.
Well, my first question to you is going to be about being stuck, about stress, about how your journey from being born in your own culture here in Belgium, because we need to say that in itself is not an easy journey, I think. So how would you describe your journey from being born here and how you have come so far?
Well, it's a long story I can tell you, Danielle, but let's maybe start with my childhood, the stuckness that I feel that that I can relate all the way back from whole everything that happened is, I am born here in the, let's say, the third generation of Chinese immigrants. So my grandparents came to Belgium. My parents were like, they didn't could live the life they wanted to have because they had to help out in the restaurant. Like, you know, a lot of Chinese work in Chinese restaurants. So they didn't really have a life for themselves and they want their children. So my generation to have a better life. So what they did is they have me raised by godparents, like Western people. Yes. Actually, I had a really beautiful life because I was raised like in like farmers, like farmers land, you know, like there were fruit trees, there were chicken, gooses, there were fresh eggs. It was quite rural and frugal. And I learned a lot about being in nature and being in the silence to be quite frugal, like I said. But the thing is, like in the beginning of my life, there was a lot of problems with belongingness. I didn't know who my parents were. My parents weren't there all the time. Who were my real parents? And when I got back to my parents when I was seven, so the first 7 years I lived with my godparents, when I lived with my parents, the difference in culture became very, very clear to see. So the Western side about like, just do what you want to do. With the Asian culture is more like, okay, we are like a more a protected environment because we only have each other. We don't speak the language. We have our own culture. Let's stick together. And the traditional wise things stuck up on me. So, being raised like that, I felt like in my life, I always had this problem to see who I really was. I think that's the major big, stressful, block I had in my life was always to feel where I should belong. I look Asian, but I had the mindset of a Western boy, but I wasn't perceived this way. So I was always the Asian boy.
And belonging, Cliff, is one of our most basic needs. I belong to is one of our most basic needs. So I'm glad you illustrate that because it makes your identity also, I think, no?
Yeah, absolutely. And I had a lot of problems with feeling what this identity was, because like I said, I was perceived as a Chinese, but I felt more Western. But in my own culture, I didn't really felt Chinese because the seventh first year, I didn't speak Chinese. It was more like I was raised Western. So my Chinese was very bad. So in my own culture, I was like the Western boy because I couldn't speak it. I didn't understood the culture, the tradition. So I never felt I belonged to one of both cultures. And even in my growing up, like with friends, I always felt like I was different. Like my friends, they went to the scouts. They went to do a lot of stuff. I was working in a restaurant, cleaning dishes, to earn some money to buy some stuff that I really loved. And if I talk to my friends about that, they're like, why are you working? Like, you just asked your father. Like, there was a lot of cultural differences that. And I think
What did that do to you and your body? Let's say, you know, in your teenager years or in your young adult, what did that do to your body, to your mind, to your emotions? What happened there?
I must say I was quite introverted, so I didn't really love to hang out too much with other people because I really felt there were no things to talk about. That's one. Secondly, like posture-wise, the body, I was very shy, so I didn't really talk too much. I was always a little bit like enclosure. Being in myself, music, video games, like writing, but always like a little bit melodramatic in my own world. That was a little bit like how I perceived my childhood.
So was that the being stuck a little bit that you were withdrawn, like a bit more in contraction?
So I felt really, really, really contracted because I didn't know what to do like with my life. I had a lot of these existential questions. I think when I already was 12, I like, what should I do? What should I study? Where should my life go to? Should I be more Chinese? Should I be more Western? Where should my path go to? So I had a lot of these questions, but no one could really answer those. And I felt my resolution by not thinking about it, by just doing a lot of stuff. So I worked a lot. I did like three, four jobs. Like even when I was a little bit older, like three, four jobs, I did a lot of education because it was like, okay, knowing more maybe will give me the answer. So a lot of educations, a lot of work, like of hobbies, pump, 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 but never really taking the time to go deep within. So yeah.
And what was the decision to actually go for studying the body and the energy and, you know, all around that subject? What made you do that? What made that decision?
So first of all, I think it was more about influence of the family. Like in culture tradition, it's always like if you earn money, you can make it. So it's more like, okay, go for lawyer or like medical school. So somewhere I think it influenced me. But if I look back, like my real love came from starting with that was because as a child, I always watched these movies about kung fu movies. You know, you have the grandmaster with his students, and it was all about like fighting together, but it was like a big family. I really loved that feeling of the attachment of a like a family who caring about each other. But it was always like strengthening the body. They also got hurt, so the master always like healed them like with qigong and with herbs and like and then messing up and like cracking their bones. I was like, yeah, I want to be someone like that. So that was like one maybe the one of the intentions to go more into the field of treating people. And so my journey started in medical school, then it changed more into physical therapy, then in traditional Chinese medicine, but then all the way to spirituality. So you see, actually the circle came round about what I envisioned in my childhood.
So tell me, what made you decide to start a journey with me? With the decision of, because you were an amazing energetic healer, you have your practice, you so when you came to see me last year, what was going on there? Because you were earning a living, you were giving your best, you know, you were a little bit in your mission and your passion, but there were things I think that were not right, not in alignment. So tell me a little bit about last year, because it's only like not even a year ago, let's be
Yeah,
honest.
it really feels like years has passed. So many things have happened. But I must say, I think that the first reason I can really retain it 100%. So apologies if it's not 100% correct. But how I look back at it right now was more about me doing a lot of stuff. I felt like my mission and vision was quite there, but I felt the giving part was a lot, but the receiving part was very difficult for me. I felt quite stuck in a sense of like, is this really my mission or vision? And more about like, how can I get to that point easier? Because I feel like I'm doing a lot of stuff, like I'm walking a lot, but I feel I'm not really going
You were
forward.
giving a lot to others, eh? You were giving yourself into your treatments and into your energy. You were giving a lot to others. But is that true to say, not really being in alignment with who you were, standing in your birthright of being the different guy in the Western world?
Yeah, I think you can say it like that. I was just like so focused on like what I should do, like what other people need and how to fulfill their needs, because if people are happy, I will be happy. So that was like, I always have been a little bit like that. Like if I make people happy, then happiness will come to me, this kind of karma feel. But still there was something like what you said. I felt like there was the fulfillment at some point wasn't there anymore. I was helping people and they were really grateful. But the thing is, like myself, I was not feeling fulfilled anymore. So
Your own cup wasn't full, you see. I think that's important to mention, that some people, at first, the first lane to success for some people is to, to do what others expect you to do, to give. And a highly sensitive person, Cliff, you know as well as I do that, I mean, 99% of my audience are sensitive, highly sensitive people, and we live for others. So that vessel that we are, we need to fill our own cup first, put the oxygen mask on first. But not just that, you need to first know exactly who you are. So what happened when we got together? What happened? If you look from it afterwards, what happened?
So for me, if I recall like what happened the most or what influenced the most of the therapy with you, Danielle, what I'm very grateful for personal, is that it made me see so many more things. Like the thing that I remembered the most was the mirrors in people. Like why am I triggered so much? Like why am I feeling this way? Why is it being triggered? So the explanation of what I see in the outside world that it's actually manifesting in myself.
Yes.
And it was about not accepting that. It was about throwing it on the outside world, like, what should I do with those people? How can I help them? While it was about helping myself. And of course, the RTT sessions that we did had the big theme about the birthright. In the beginning, I didn't really feel it that way. Like, is it really that? But the more I think about it, it really made sense about not accepting who I am, that it's okay to be different.
That
And
was a
to,
huge one, Cliff.
yeah.
The acceptance of who you are, really, in the most deep sense, your essence almost, accepting your essence and letting that essence navigate your life instead of trying to help and please and save everybody. Going into that for me was a big one. So the right to exist. So did you feel in our journey together that you became more and more like standing, you stand more and more in your birthright, you were standing
Yeah,
more in it.
I must say that since we started with the recordings, like with the RTT sessions that I had to listen every night, I already started to feel 1 week after that, like major changes, because it was like I was walking down the street and I felt people watching me. Like
I
normally
remember that. I remember that.
I remember like how is it possible that I have the feeling that people are like looking at me, but in a positive sense.
Yes,
Like
not in a
before it was
negative
like
way.
Yeah, before it was always like I don't like people to look at me because I feel like haunted or like feel like people like maybe laughing with me. But since that point, I started to feel that people really were like, they were
Watching
seeing.
your energy, maybe. You know, it was more about your energy, not your face that looks different. It was more about the energy that you have in you that is so different.
And I must say that that was so clear to see, because people were saying that, like people were saying like, wow, there's something different about you, and like, wow, you're such a beautiful person, or like you have such a, like people said that a lot in that period, like you have such a great energy. And
It's
that's
all about
something.
energy, hey Cliff. You know that. I mean, you've been an energy healer. So if there's one person who, and you still are, if there's one person who knows about energy, I think it's you. I mean, really.
That's true, but you're helping a lot of people, but you don't get that feedback often. They say like, "I'm grateful for you, thank you," but just on the street when you're talking to people
Yes.
nowadays, people really say like, "Wow, you have such a great energy." And in the beginning, you're not believing it. With RTT, it's also repetition
Yes.
for the subconscious mind. But
Yeah.
if you're on the street, hear people saying to you like, "Hey, you look good," like, "Wow, you have such a great energy." In the beginning, you're doubting yourself like, "Is this really true?" But if a lot of people keep saying that, at some point you start believing like, I truly feel like my energy is quite okay. Like I can accept that. I can receive that.
So can you It's so important for anyone listening at this moment, feeling stuck and feeling not in alignment with who they are, and you know, trying to please and the expectations of the outside world and all those things. It is so important to mention, Cliff, that the first step that you need to do is to get unstuck. I always say from minus five, when you come to me, you know, and you are minus three, minus four, minus five, and everybody wants to go to five, where the authentic success lies, where the, you know, the fulfillment lies, because let's be honest, that's the most important thing is our fulfillment. And so instead of just an income and money and houses and cars, so many people want that kind of success. But isn't it true that to go from where you were, and you weren't stuck at minus five, let's be honest. I think you were maybe at minus two or so, just let, and we don't even need to put a figure on that. But I just want people to be clear about that, that we need to go through the zero, through the one, two, to go to the five. We can't just go from minus three to five in that way. That authentic success is all about first being standing in your birthright. Like you just, we talked about that a lot, eh? Standing in your birthright. And so how did you feel that shift from minus two, minus to naught, and to feeling that suddenly there's expansion, there's alignment with who you are, and then things start to flow, start to expand. So can you illustrate a little bit on that, what happened?
Yeah, so let me see how I can put this in a chronological order. But first of all, I remember during the RTT session, like it was also a part of going back with the hypnosis to my childhood, like what is blocking you there? And I remember there was like a lot of sceneries with my dad, that I had a lot of anger towards him, but I couldn't really release that. You really asked me, there is no one in this building, you can just shout so much as you want, but just let it go. But I still had this feeling like I cannot do this. I respect him so much and I love him, so I cannot show anger. And I remember that you said, like, this is very difficult for you. So what happened after that, I went to really search for people who could help me to release this emotion more easy. So I'm doing that with other people for myself. It's very hard. But anyway,
remember I sent you for breath work?
Yes, indeed. And that's what I went to do. I went to do to a breath work session. And it was just breathing, breathing, breathing. And then I just collapsed. Like all these tears come out. I was crying so loud. But just the feeling that it's okay and accepting myself, it was okay. Like what you said, I remember very well what you said. The things that you needed when you were small, when you were little, those people that you needed at the moment are not there anymore. Like your father, who he is now, he's 20, 30 years older. So he cannot be that person. So you have to mourn that person. And from that moment on, it was about, okay, I have to allow my own emotions to flow more and accept.
And it's
that
not, can I just say, Cliff, because it's important that people realize that it's not about judging your father about what he did wrong. We all do the best we can. We all have, that's important to believe that in the good in the people. We all, you know, do the best we can, certainly as parents. There is no, it's certainly 30 years ago, it wasn't that easy as today, where you can Google anything and, you know, you can have, courses and workshops on those people. And I am that generation as well. Those people, we just did the best we can, but it's about the perception of the child. It's not about what the parents did. It's how the child and you in your world, in your energy, in your being different. And as you explained well, with the first 7 years being in the Western, and so it's about your perception. And that is important to realize when we do the cleaning, the healing work around our parents and what we, the blocks that we have about all these truths and limiting beliefs, it's not about judging them. It's about changing the perception, how we perceived it, how we interpreted it. Can you? That is the big thing that we need to say to anyone listening, because we don't want to judge our parents. Even if they did bad things, it's not about that, because there's a love that we, an energy of love that we don't want to take away. That's not the purpose. It's the energy of love to install in ourselves, of I do belong. I am loved. I am worthy of love. I am good enough. That's the kind of thing we want to install. See? So that I think is an important one. And you did that work. That's the work you did.
Yeah, totally. And I just felt after that, because I felt like it was some cleansing.
Yeah.
About like accepting that it's okay
Yes.
to be angry and sad. And
Yes.
it's just emotions that are stuck there, and just let them go. And then it was a little bit like what you said, like with the RTTs too, like listening to it subconsciously. I just felt like how should I say that? Like the border to step beyond the border to interact with people and be there. Like when you say the birthright, the opportunities came more and more. So people
Yes.
were inviting me to more things. And what I felt is because I accepted myself, like who I am, and I just have to vibrate high, like just be happy and just vibrate it. That's okay. And being in those environments also a little bit in that make fear your purpose. Like just try and just go as yourself and see what happens.
Because fear and excitement are the same physiological
Absolutely.
thing.
Absolutely. But I must say, like when I was very young, I had a lot of fears, and I was very good in hiding those fears and running away from fears. I'm really good at that strategically wise. So, but from that moment on, I really stepped into those fears. And the things that happened, if you have a high vibration and you're in the right in the environment that you attract, things just start happening. And that's what I like to answer your question, to go from the minus to the zero for me, it just felt like it's okay. Doesn't matter what happens, like it doesn't happen what vision I have or what past I have, but it's okay right now. That kind of feeling, because you can say it here, it's okay who I am, but if you don't feel it, like what you say, disalignment, if you feel it here but not in your heart and not your body, then it is not alignment, and then nothing can happen. You cannot go forward. And I think like that's what happened with your sessions, is that by doing the work, by doing the task, by watching and seeing a lot in my environment and learning from it, to get me into that zero was more about it's okay.
And we need to say also, because you are such a beautiful illustration, it is a journey. You know, what we did together, it was, you know, like at least 4 months together. You need a journey. It's not just one session, hocus pocus, paxus, you know, abracadabra, and there we are at plus five. It is a journey, and it's not the destination. It's the journey.
Absolutely.
That is important. Now, I just want to ask you also, because to me, before we started to work together, you were already living from, like, and you mentioned it just yourself a few minutes ago, the outside world determined how you were feeling. And I believe that what you have done in the journey with me and with others is you are now living from the inside out. It's your vibration. It's your thought patterns. It's your mindset. It gives me goosebumps, Cliff, that dictate and that create your outer world. And
Absolutely.
That is the huge difference. That's what I mean with being at zero, with being in alignment and authentic, because now the world is yours. The sky is the limit, because you are just, and you mentioned that in our talk together about being the vessel, about being a channel. Yeah. Is that true that you are now living from the inside out instead of the opposite?
Yeah, I must say, like you illustrated very beautiful, Danielle, in the sense that in the beginning, I was very, very governed by emotions. So the least thing I felt triggered, like it controlled my life. Something happened and I just went all in that emotion. And that was why my life was very hectic and chaotic, and it was like really misty, and I really lost my way. But
even in your relationships, eh?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Thinking about like why are people doing this? Like why is it like trying to fix problems? But really, what I really got from this all is that whatever you see is something manifesting inside, and it wants to tell you something. Just go and see, write it up, try to see where it comes from. Instead of thinking about that other person, how he's perceiving and what he's doing and what she is doing, but what is happening here? And at that point now, it's much more easier for me to detach if I feel something, like where is this coming from? Okay, this is still something inside of me. And if I take the time to do
it's
something,
it's a reflection
with it,
of your inner world. That's
absolutely.
What we need
it
to
is.
Realize. The
yeah.
outside world is a reflection of your inner world, and
absolutely.
not the opposite.
Absolutely. And then taking back in control, like you said, your authentically self is also meaning that you understand yourself much more. And that really helped me in my relationships and with people also to understand them better, because hurt people, that's always like that. But what I am inside, I also attract to myself. And that's what I really started to understand. I knew this, but feeling it is different. If you feel that you're feeling bad and you attract bad things to you, and you see that and you know it, then it's okay. You understand it. But
I'm
if the other
so
things, the other thing is also right, what you said, sorry, you were saying.
No. I just want to mention it's so nice for you to mention that we know it. I have the most spiritual people here, the doctors, the famous people here, and they all know it. It is so, and I had that myself. I got very, very sick. My body said stop because I knew it all. As a medical person, I knew it all, but there's such a difference to know it in your head and to feel it in your heart and to be in your body. And I think,
Absolutely.
isn't that a little bit what you do, help people to get more into their body, also into their spirit? Because you've gone a long way now. Let's talk a little bit about who you have become since we stopped working together, because that's not a long time ago.
No, that's true. So actually, the long story short, what I was doing before we met, I was helping people to release blockages in a physical way, but it also changed a little bit into the emotional way. So that's where our journey
Agree.
started together. So I made my profession of helping people with bodily pains, from chronic pains more to emotional release. So that was what I was doing. But more and more, I started to realize that blocked pain, like physically pain, it can come from bodily pain, but emotions are one thing. But it goes further than emotions on itself too. It can be spiritual, but it can also be your social relationship. It can be your financial, and it can become your career. A lot of things that are bothering you can hold this tension in your body. And the shift for me made, I always believed in the fact that I am not. In the beginning, when I was doing all things, not, like more before, as a physiotherapist, I was like the fixer. Like I fixed people's problems. People came and, okay, you have back pain. Okay, let me fix it for you. Okay, you're better. Okay, I did a good job. You feel good. Okay, we're happy, you
I
know?
remember that myself. I remember that exactly.
But that's how it's learned. And that's okay. You want to help people. But at some point, I started to feel like I cannot help people with this one because people keep coming back, and that's what I don't want. Like it's talking against your own business because you don't want people to come back ethically wise. But I shifted this into, I'm not healing them. They are healing themselves. They themselves are healing machines, and they will heal
That's our
themselves.
job.
Yes, but do the people understand that or not? So then it shifted more in about, I don't know why, but more people start to cry in my sessions. And at some point, people start coming only, and like 99% came for emotional release. But after a session together, I felt like it was even easier. I could even make people cry without even touching them, because I accepted for myself much more on a deeper level how to be vulnerable. And that's the thing. Inner temple, like you said, reflects outer temples. If I myself can be vulnerable and I accept myself to be, and it's okay, then the
You
person
give
in front of
permission.
me,
You give
yes,
permission to
indeed.
the other one.
And I didn't really understand that before, that people said, like, you do something magical, Clifford. I say, I don't do anything. I just do who I am. But now I understand it is because who I am, but also because I accept who I am, and it's okay to be vulnerable. And the only thing that I can do is give love. And from that moment on, the whole thing started to change. So it started to change from emotional release, now actually also more in coaching, where I'm helping people to understand themselves much more, and that they have control over their lives, and you shouldn't put it on the outside world that should govern me, but you have to govern your own life. So
Beautiful. And I believe you even have been, since when we were working together, it was mid 22, you started also an acting career. Just tell me two words about that, because that was one of your dreams from when you were small, and suddenly, that kind of thing comes your way. Isn't that amazing? I mean,
That's
that's authentic success, eh?
this is a very beautiful story, because I was saying in the beginning, what really triggered me in the sense, like what I understood from all this whole process, what is really making to manifest things is, one, do you really know what you want? But two, your vibration. Is it, are you vibrating it? good enough. So I remember when I was very small, I talked about the kung fu and the stuff, you
Yes.
know. And 3 years ago, I started with my with a wish. I wanted to also do some wushu, so like kung fu. But I'd never done it as a kid, so I thought like, yeah, come on, I'm in my 30s. Who am I kidding? You know, like I'm not doing this. But then I came to a website and they were like teaching this wushu, like these performances, what I really want to do, but to kids from 6 to 12 years old. So I thought like, yeah, why not? I just go with the kids and I go from the basic to learn. So that was a whole journey. And when we met each other at that moment, I was actually my friend. He was training me in the park because I really love to train in nature. But at some point we said to each other, let's maybe also tape it or videotape it. Why? So as a
That's how it
memory.
started. I
Yeah. So
remember that.
as a memory for ourselves. So that was already going on, but we just did it for fun. But then since our sessions, when things start to vibrate more highly, the thing is, I don't know why, but more people started to notice us. So you see people start to see us again. And then there was one person and he was training with another friend somewhere else in Belgium and he saw our videos and he said like, hey, can we maybe collaborate or do something together? Like, yeah, why not? So vibrating highly.
I
Yeah, it was like,
remember.
yeah, it was curiosity. Like, yeah, let's maybe we came together and we just decided let's make more of this cool stuff because one of the guys is a video, is a cameraman. So he made the videos even more professional. And the thing is, like in the session somewhere, like actually further away, we make a lot of videos and it is actually last month how it came to be is, I was asking someone like, who is your superhero? It was like an icebreaker and they were talking about Iron Man and stuff. And they asked me, who is your superhero, Cliff? And I said like Spider-Man because the way he moves with big responsibilities, with high powers comes high responsibilities. And we were talking about that. And the day after you should like, who contacted me? You never guess who contacted me, but it was Rafik Bobo. And he is the stunt double of Spider-Man.
Wow.
So,
See,
that, yeah. So,
that's all synchronicity. I mean,
yes.
if you ask me, in your life, there's been a lot of synchronicity. There's
Yes,
been a lot
absolutely.
of the right things coming, and it's for everyone. If we believe in that, and if we stand in that too, and we trust that too, that is also so important. So I'm so proud of you for, you've gone that way. We need to say it out loud, Cliff. You have gone the way from stress to living authentic success. And it's only the start. Because now you're in a movie, just say it shortly because time is
Yeah.
running.
Yeah.
Now you're in a
Well,
movie as well.
yeah. So a lot of movies like for action choreography. So they asked us and it all run all the way. Now we have actually finished the short movie and I actually had been asked for
Wow.
two other movies to come up, like one Asian for Asian stories. And the one, would I say the guy who is a stunt double Spider-Man. So he also has a lot of things in mind to maybe have a first stunt action team in Belgium.
Wow.
Like, so a lot of things are happening in that career
Also
too.
in Mind
So.
Valley, I mean, in that is one part of your career now, but you have, the Mind Valley, the retreat. There's a lot going on, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Should I talk a little bit about that or you want me?
You can do one. What exactly is your role in there?
Yeah, so first of all, I written down that I really wanted to travel more in my life because I'm really stuck in where I am. And then because of all these things happening, people start to notice me and I was telling them that my dreams, I want to travel more and see the world, meet extraordinary people. And then it just came on my plate. They just said, like, you want to host a retreat in Lisbon, in Portugal, for like 30 people. So I certified and stuff. I'm like, yeah, okay, let's try it. I've never done it, but it was the most amazing event ever. And
It's all about energy, hey,
yeah. And
Cliff?
during that event, it's like the ceiling just broke. Like sometimes you have these ceilings that you block up to, but
Yes, I
if you
agree.
are in a position and you do the things that you
Out of the
envisioned to
comfort
do,
zone.
yeah. And then the ceilings break and more opportunities become to came. So a lot of cooperation now with Mind Valley, with a lot of things that still waiting to come. So yeah, the one thing after the other.
I just want to ask you to finish off. There's two things I want to ask you. First
Yeah.
of all, was it worth your investment? And what would you say to someone listening who is on the border of saying, "Oh, I need to do something because I feel stuck, and I know this, I'm meant for more. I want to know exactly who I am." What would you say to them to start the journey?
Yeah. I would first say, never doubt yourself. Yeah, everyone has this shining light inside of themselves. And We can keep working on it. We can envision it. We can practice how to get it out of us. But my favorite tip would be, like, sometimes we have to surround ourselves in the environment where those things can happen. So if you feel blocked, you should be in an environment that you can be unblocked. And sometimes it cannot be alone. So we need to reach out our hands to, we're helping a lot of, mostly those people are helping a lot of people, but not helping themselves.
Yes.
And every coach needs a coach. We also need to reach out our hands. And it's the most beautiful thing I have done, Danielle, is to ask your hand to help me. If you're in an environment to get yourself helped by someone who has been there and
Yes, I
is
agree.
maybe a little bit further than you are, that's the best environment to be. So I definitely would say, like, give it a shot, like the things that you are
Yeah,
doing.
I always say you are your best investment, eh, Cliff? And I so believe still today, you know, whatever, because people see it as a cost. But it's an investment. You get such a return. Look at yourself, the return on investment. It's not even there yet. It's only starting because it's going to be a lifelong journey that you're on. And I don't even want to think about what is going to, if I'm going to connect with you again in 12 months' time. I mean, imagine. So
Absolutely.
this is so, is there a quote or a statement that you live by for yourself that you would, just to finish off, one word, one quote, something to finish this interview? Just to say to anyone listening, is there a quote or a statement that you would like to mention?
Yeah, definitely one that really now pops in my head. I'm quite like feeling at the moment. It's like, alone, you can go very fast, but together you can go very far. And that's what I learned a lot is you need to surround yourself with like-minded people who can help you to get where you want to be. And in this case, I'm so happy that you came on my path, Danielle. I don't know. Actually, it's also synchronistic how I came to you in my path, but it crossed, it
And the
linked, it
cycle, look at the cycle, because I'm inviting you now, and it's not just because you were my client, it's also because you are a beautiful illustration on going from stress to authentic success, and that's what the show is all about. So thank you, Cliff. Thank you for this amazing conversation, and I'm sure anyone out there, are you listening and feeling stuck? It's not far away, the help. Just don't hesitate. Go and invest in yourself. And I just want to wish you, Cliff, the best of journeys. I mean, I am so excited for you, and I'm looking forward to follow you. Maybe in a year's time, you can come back and tell us about, you know, how far your authentic success has, you know, has come. So thank you for this conversation. I'll have a little
Thank you.
break and come back to the audience just now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to you, and what a beautiful, vulnerable, honest, deep conversation it was. I'm just going to give you a little summary just to finish off this show this week of what we talked about, Cliff and I, during this beautiful conversation. And it is clear that he has come a long way. First of all, everything about belonging is such a beautiful aspect of your journey, because it really makes your identity. And there's a quote of Maya Angelou that says, belonging everywhere and belonging nowhere at the same time. I think that is so beautiful. And that's maybe even a subject to discuss in another show. But as Cliff was saying to you, the identity, his identity, that is what he was looking for, because he knew he was different, but he was different in a negative way. So we turned that around. And more, he was asking himself these existential questions about his existence. And I really went with on the journey with him about standing in his own birthright for exactly who he was, the Chinese, the culture, the man, but born in Belgium, living. So the difference of who he was, more and more going into alignment with that essence, because Let your essence navigate your life is one of these beautiful quotes that I always illustrate in every journey that I do with my client. Now, of course, why did he go for help? Because he could feel that he was always living for the outside world, giving to others what he should do for others. And it's often like that in my practice in an intake, that the highly sensitive people who come to me are so exhausted and depleted by doing that. And so in our journey, as he said, he got many mirrors, because it's also something that you can't do on your own, asking yourself the right questions. It is always interesting to have a mentor, to have a coach, to have a therapist who is asking you those questions. And he asked for help and he's never regretted it. The number four that I wanted to add to you is about his birthright and about RTT, the therapy that I do, to go in the subconscious mind and really go and look at what happened in his childhood, how his child's perception was. And it's always by repetition, repetition, repetition that you can install, that you can change those limiting beliefs that and limiting truths that you had about yourself and your life. And so from the moment that we went more and more into that alignment and being really who you are and standing in that truth, then the expansion follows. And of course, it was interesting to see how his whole life in every single area of his life started to expand, because he stood more and more in his own high vibration. He was present in the present moment with an open heart, full of love, but he filled his own cup first. And instead of being in your head, it is absolutely essential that you learn to go from within, from your heart, open up to the world, because the world, the outside world, is a mirror of your inner world. And so to finish off, we talked about being vulnerable, how beautiful it is to be vulnerable, because you give permission to others, and how essential it is never to doubt yourself. And that, of course, is the chapter about worthiness, being worthy, feeling worthy, standing in that worthiness, in that birthright. And the last quote that he gave us about when we talked about investing in yourself, he said, "Alone, you can go fast, but together you can go far." And I think I'm going to end our show today with that particular quote, because you have a shining light within you, and I'm here to help you to let that light shine. I believe in you. Just trust the process. If you need me, go to Daniel at danielsachs.com, write me a little message, and I'll be back with to you. So this was it for this week. Bye-bye for now. I'll talk to you next week.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to danielsachs.com.